Paul responded to them, and this is most instructive. When they said, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost," in Acts 19:2, in Acts 19:3, Paul asked this, and let's try to get into his mind. Paul responded when they said, "We have not heard that there is a Holy Ghost." He asked them then, "Unto what then were you baptized?" What kind of question is that in response to someone saying they've never heard about the Holy Ghost? "Unto what then were you baptized?" Paul was connecting receiving the Holy Ghost with a baptism. Isn't it reasonable to say that? He understood. His thinking was that receiving the Holy Ghost is the same thing as being baptized with the Holy Ghost. I understand that most of the people living today who have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and with the evidence of speaking in other tongues the way that the Bible describes it so often, have been taught that they already had the Spirit sometime previous to that experience. Paul obviously knew nothing of that kind of doctrine. He wanted to know what kind of baptism these men had received if they didn't know about the Spirit. So we have all of these examples in the Scriptures clearly showing us that we do not receive the Spirit at some point and then later receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Jesus told the disciples, remember in Acts chapter 1, that they should receive the promise, for in just a few days they would be baptized with the Holy Ghost. The Samaritans believed the word and repented, but they didn't receive the Holy Ghost until John and Peter came and laid their hands on them to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Apostle Paul did not have his sins washed away, was not born again until Ananias came and laid hands on him to receive the Holy Ghost. And here in Acts 19, the Ephesian disciples knew nothing about the Holy Ghost and received it only when Paul laid his hands on them and they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It says in Acts 19:6, when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. They did not have the Spirit, even though they were believing in Jesus. They did not have the Spirit before Paul laid his hands on them. They didn't even know about it until he told them to expect it. There was one thing Paul told these men when he said, "What kind of baptism did you receive?" They said, "Well, John's baptism." And then Paul explained that they had not really received John's baptism. He said, "John came preaching. He came baptizing, saying something. John's baptism was not just a dunking in water or a baptism in water. It was a baptism with a message about another baptism that Jesus would give. And if you hadn't heard about the baptism of the Holy Ghost that Jesus gives, you really hadn't had John's baptism." So he explained to them in Acts 19:4, he said, "John baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying to the people," saying something, not silently, but saying something, "that they should believe on him who should come after him, that is Christ Jesus." Now, you could not have believed, truly believed, John the Baptist preaching without being baptized by him. John baptized in the Jordan River every single person who truly believed in his message and in him as being sent from God. You cannot truly believe in Jesus and His gospel without being baptized by Him with the Holy Ghost and fire. John was a pattern for Jesus. Everyone who truly believed in John received his baptism. They didn't receive his baptism at the moment they began to believe, but their really believing led them to the Jordan to be baptized by Him. And when we really come to believe in Jesus, we are led to the place where He will baptize us with the Holy Ghost. That place may be on your knees by your bedside late at night. It may be driving in your car somewhere praying and talking to God. It's a spiritual place where Jesus meets you, and your faith reaches out to Him, and He fills you with the Holy Ghost, and you have not received the Spirit until He does that, even if you are believing in Him before then. That's what believing in Jesus is for. We believe in Jesus so that we will come to Him and receive from Him the blessing, the promise, the Spirit, the washing away of sins, the redemption, conversion, the new birth. What Jesus does for our souls, first of all, is to cleanse us. That's what receiving the Holy Ghost is all about. It washes sins away. That's what the baptism of the Holy Ghost is all about. It washes sins away. It's the same thing.